It's called consent to seizure, and the goal is to get illegal guns out of the hands of teens. Here's how it works. Police suspect the juvenile may have a gun at home, so they approach the parents with a consent form that allows police to search the home, but with the understanding that if a gun is found, it will be confiscated and no charges will be filed against the teen. UW-Madison Law Professor Paul Scott worked in St. Louis when the program was started.
We were able to get over 90% compliance in consent from the parents, allowing the police to seize the guns. As oftentimes as not, the parents were absolutely surprised to find the gun and very pleased that the police had gotten it out of the house.
Scott says there's reason to believe this approach could work in Madison as well. But Milwaukee District Attorney John Chisholm says he's skeptical about giving teens a chance to avoid prosecution without giving police more than just an illegal gun.
You know, you're going to have to give me the information of where you got it from, and we'll keep the information confidential. But I usually like having a little bit more leverage than just a blanket exception, because they'll take advantage of it. They'll give you a little bit, and they won't give you everything.
Supporters of the consent to seizure program say the only way it can be successful is if the local district attorney signs off on it, and teens are only allowed to escape prosecution once for a gun found in their house. Discussions are still underway with community leaders in South Madison about whether or not there's strong enough support for starting the program in the city. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.